This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The rising costs of goods and services is impacting every segment of the economy, including the supply chain, which is crucial to the ag industry. Wells Fargo chief ag economist Michael Swanson says one of the supply chain challenges is fewer bodies to get the jobs done. But at this point, we're getting by.
Well, we use the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the kind of keeper of numbers, and they said we're doing about $72 billion of restaurant sales in bars and restaurants in September, the most recent month. That's 6% higher than the best number we had before COVID.
That's because, Swanson says, we do what we have to do.
So people are out and shopping, but prices are higher. There's more takeaway. So the restaurant industry has really kind of reconfigured itself to say, hey, how can we get more food out the door with a lot less employees?
More would be nice, Swanson says, but it may be a while.
We're still down 900,000 employees in the restaurant and bar category, from 12.4 million down to 11.5 million. That's still a big number. There's still a lot of need for people to come back into the category.
So Swanson says, in the meantime,
one of my sayings is life's a team sport. And, you know, we don't think often enough how dependent we are on all the little links that have to happen for us to perform our job.
Swanson says he's confident the industry will get through this, but it's probably not going to happen overnight.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.